Hey Amid Beis, the bottom. We're still continuing at the machlokas of Masna and Bar Poda, whether Stam Naziris is 29 days or 30 days. It's not. Misha Nazar Beis Naziris. Person made a neder to have two Naziris consecutive, one after the other. So Megaleches Arishon LeYom Lamed VeEchad. So the first one he finishes on 30 days, and he's Megaleach and brings his Karbonos on the 31st day. Shni Aliyom Shishim VeEchad. And the second one on the 61st day, which is the 31st day from the first one. So Mishlam of Nasna, that you have 30 days, and then the 31st day is when you bring your korbanos. Nich, Ela Lebar Poda Kasha, why do you need 30 days and bring your korbanos on the 31st day? You should need 29 days and bring your korbanos on the 30th day. Rashi, very good. Tznan, Mishnazer Shtei Naziros Megaleach Asar Yishon Leliyom Shloshim V'Echad V'Ashni Aliyom Shishim V'Echad D'chi Gileach B'Yom Shloshim V'Echad L'Rishona La'alter Nichnas Alon Nazir Shnia. Immediately after he is Megaleach on the 31st day, he starts his second Naziris. So that's the first day of the next one. So Meila Nazir Bal Yom Asala Nimtza D'chi Megaleach Nomi B'Shnia B'Yom Samach Aleph Koyim Le B'Yom Shloshim V'Echad. Therefore, the 61st day is the 31st day from the beginning of the second Naziris. So, Bishlam el Rav Nasna Nicha, el Rav Poda Lomeli Kulehai, Bishishim Chasaracha Sogi. It's enough 59 days, because the whole Naziris is only 29 days. Omer Lecha Bar Poda, Ema Seifa. Didn't get it yet. So, Omer Lecha Bar Poda, Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa. Bim Gileach Esarishon, Liyom Shloshim. If you could be Megaleach on the 30th day, right? And if you did, then you can Megaleach the second one on the 60th day. El Seifa Mesayeya Lei, right? The Seifa goes very good according to Bar Poda. Reisha Baomer Shleimim. And the Reisha is either talking where he said Betherish, right? 30 days Shleimim, that's what he was Makabal on himself. Or the Rabbanans, other Rishonim say the Rabbanim were Machmir, that whenever he said Stam, we consider as if he said Shleimim, for fear that when he'll say Shleimim, he'll think also he can only go 29 days. Okay. So one says, Lord of Masna, Kasha, Seifa. Now, Lord of Masna, the Seifa is Akasha. How can you be Megaleach on the 30th day? Omer Lachor of Masna, Kediktani Seifa, Yom Shloshim, Ol, Lakan, Lakan. Right? That the 30th day counts already, like what's it called, like we say, Mixa Seyom Kikulo, the 30th day counts as the 30th day, and it starts already as the day to come to. He has mixes a yom kikulo, so it's like the 31st day already. You can bring the korbanos. Since you have a portion of the 30th day, it's considered already like the next day. Lakan ulakan. Mahi mixes a yom kikulo. And that's what it means. Mixes a yom kikulo. What does it mean? That yom shloshim ola lakan ulakan? It means mixes a yom kikulo. Part of the day is considered like the 30th. And then after you brought your korban, it's already considered like the 31st. Mar says, ho amra chadazim. No, we said that already. We already learned this halacha of mixes a yom kikulo, according to Bar Poda. Mao to say, mohani milinin chadanazirus. That no. Why am I thinking you don't say two times Mikta Sayom Kikulo? Kamash Malan, you say it even twice. Omer Lecha Bar Poda, Ema Seifa, Im Gileach B'Yom Shloshim, Alma Delohavi Iker Naziris El Shloshim, Chasar Echad. Because you finish with the Naziris after 29, if you Megaleach on the 30th, is good. Ela Seifa Messiah, Leila Bar Poda, Medika Omer Shim Gileach Asarishon, Leom Shloshim, Shaper Domi. It's as if you said Shleimim. Right, but if you said Beferish, I'm going to be a Nazir 29 days, according to Bar Poda, that helps. According to Ramas, it won't help. There's no such thing as a Naziris of less than 30 days. But the Rabbanim were machmir that if you said Stam, you may have meant 30 full days, therefore we would make it 30 full days. But in Echanami, if you said 29 days with Erish, it would help. Aval l'shtei naziros, lo amrinu, d'la havi yom echad olu l'minya naziros rishona unaziros shnia. Kamash melon, d'ol l'kan l'kan. I might think that's only when you're ending in a zeros, so it's considered like the end of the zeros and the beginning of the korbanos. But to start another Nazirus in the same day, maybe not. Kamash Malah, no. Miksa Sayom Kekula works for both things. Okay. Tanan. Im Gileach Le Samech Oser Echad Yotze. Okay, wait, no, next piece. Tanan. Im Gileach Yom Shishim Choser Echad Yotze. She Yom Shloshim Ololol Min Aminyon. So Bishlam of the Rav Mas Nanicha, because it's 29 days Nazirus. Ela Le Barpada Lomali. Omer Shloshim Choser Echad. No, what's it called? If you Gileach B'Yom Shishim Choser Echad, you Yotze. Right? Because Yom Shloshim Ololol Min Aminyon. Mashma, it only helps because Yom Shloshim is considered like both days. Miksa Yom Kekulo. That's what we think now. So you'll need the Miksa Yom Kekulo only according to Rav Masna. But according to Rav Bar Pada, that any day is 29 days, you don't need Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Lakan. Yom Shloshim is the next day. Right? All you need is 29 days. Lomali, Omer Shloshim Chasar Echad. Only need 29 days. Why do you need Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Lakan? This is a proof to me. Why? Because it doesn't say Miksa Sayom Kekulo. That's the way that Bar Pada, that's the way that Rav Masna explained Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Lakan. Right? But there's another way of learning Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Lakan. That it, what's it called? That the 30th day already starts the next Naziris. And in Lamaisa, it's what's it called also the day of Karbonus of the first one. But not because of Miksa Sayom Kekulo. Not because it's considered the 31st day, right? It doesn't say Miksa Sayom Kekulo. So other Rabbi, from here he says, I bring my Raya. And Rabbi Masna would say no, that Yom Shloshim Ola Lakan Lakan means Miksa Sayom Kekulo. Okay. Because the concept of Ola Lakan Lakan is Lav Dafka because of Miksa Sayom Kekulo. We have the same idea by Yovel. If the 50th year counts as the first year of Shemitah, or it's a separate year to itself. It has nothing to do with Miksa Yom Kekulo. It's just that you count that year as 50 and 1 or not. Same thing over here. You count this day as 30 and 1 for the next one. Lav Dafka because of Miksa Yom Kekulo. But so Rav Masna would hold that you have to say Miksa Yom Kekulo. It has to be considered already like the 31st day. And Bar Pada would say, no, you don't need that. It's just the 30th day. But the 30th day counts as the 30th day from the previous one and the first day of the next one. Im gileach l'samach rashi chaser achas yotza shiyom shloshim ol lekan lekan bishlam al rab master domer ein aziris p'chusam ilamed yom ve'einu megaleach ad yom lamed aleph l'hachi yitzrich lo'an hamas nishtin di yom shloshim ol lo min aminyan lekan lekan d'chi gileach harishon b'yom shloshim ol lo lo osa yom lekan lekan. It's counted like the 30th and the 31st day. But you have to come on to Miksa Yom Kekula. What do you have to come on to that? That the 30th day counts, right, twice? Forget about it. He doesn't have to think twice at all. You finish your Nazirus at 29 days. This is where I learned it from. The Gamir Nelahamas Nisan veChazina Day the Tavishim Gileach Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yotza Shiyom Shloshim Olal Min Aminyan Ubishum the Mitchila Ki Gileach Biyom Shloshim Olal Olal Kan Lakan. Now, what's the reason that the 30th day counts? Because it's the end of the first Nazirus, meaning the day after the first Nazirus, according to him. And it also counts as the beginning of the next one. The lo mishum damrinim miksa yom kekulo. It doesn't say anything over here, miksa yom kekulo. It just says, ola lakan lakan. So I would understand that to mean, he said that you finish your Nazirus at 29, 30 now is the day of Giluach, except 30 is also the day that starts the next Nazirus. That's all. Right, you don't have to make it like as if the 31st day. It's the 30th day. And you megalech the 30th day. Except the 30th day counts as the first day of the next Naziris too. Has nothing to do with Miksa Sayom Kekulo. Alma distam Naziris lohavi alechotes. And Rav Masna would learn that the Ola Lakan Lakan means Miksa Sayom Kekulo. It's not like Rav Nachman said it's because of Nixa Yom Kekulo. I learned from this, it doesn't say Nixa Yom Kekulo. It just says Ola Lakan Lakan. And therefore it's a raya to me that it's only 29 days, isn't it? Yours? Okay. It's not. Misha Omar Hareini Nazir. Nitma Yom Shloshim Sosur Sakol. Okay, a person made himself a Nazir, Stam, and on the 30th day he became Tomei, he has to have a whole new Naziris. It's Tuma Lechora Besoch Melos. Okay, before he bore his Korbanos. If he became Tomei after he bore his Korbanos, everybody would agree that he only Sosur 7 days, because he has to now, what's it called, after his Korbanos, he's okay. Okay. So Bishlam of the Rav Masna Nicha. According to Rav Masna, that's very good, because it's considered Toch Malos, 30 days. The 30th day is the end of his Naziris. Before he bore his Karbanos, he's still in the middle of the Naziris, so it's Sosur everything. Elalabar Pada Kasha, you finish your Naziris on 29 days. Why is this considered Toch Malos? Omar Lecha Bar Pada, Emasof, Sefer. Okay, you got me from the Reisha, but look at the Sefer. Rav Elezer Omer, Eno Sosur Elashiva. Right, Rav Elezer says it's only Sosur Shiva, because you have to bring your Karbanos B'Tahara. So you need 7 days to become Tar, right? Paraduma. So Yisro Kadaitach Shloshim Ba'inan Nistar Kulo. But if you hold it, you need 30 days. Then even if you brought your Karbanos already, if you didn't bring your Karbanos yet, and it's the 30th day, why isn't that considered Toch Malos? So according to Rav Elezer, you should be Sosur everything, and you see not like that. Kesav Rav Elezer mixes Hayom Kekulo. No, in a chenami. Rav Elezer holds mixes Hayom Kekulo. And therefore, it's not considered Toch Malos, because mixes Hayom Kekulo. On the other hand, it's what's it called, since you didn't bring your Karbanos yet, it's Sosur yet, in order to bring the Karbanos, Betara, you have to have another 7 days. Okay. And the Tanakam over here doesn't hold mixes Hayom Kekulo. Doesn't hold. And therefore, what's it called, it's Sosur everything. Because you don't say mixes Hayom Kekulo. And therefore, it's considered still Toch Malos. Okay. Let's see Rashi first. Misha Omar Hareini Nazir Nitma Yom Shloshim Sosur Esakol. Mishlam of the Rav Nasna the Omar Ein Naziris Pachas Mishloshim Mishim Hachi Ki Nitma Biyom Shloshim Besoch Malos Karin Bay. Still the middle of your Naziris, because Naziris isn't over till the end of the 30th day. Besosur Esakol V'Ikashi Lecha. Hatoritz Rav Masna Le'el Domer Mixa Yom Kekulo. Aye, we say Mixa Yom Kekulo. Hachanami Neima Mixa Sayom Kekulo. Dim Nitma Biyom Shloshim Lo Yesosur Klum. Because it's very considered Achar Malos. No. Holo Kasha. Domer Lecha Rav Masna Hatana Kamad Rav Elezer Sova Lo Amri Mixa Yom Kekulo. Or this, we'll see, there's another pshat. But he tells you don't say Mixa Sayom Kekulo. Right? The Tana Kamad. Dohachi komentar tzinin kesover Rav Elezer mixa yom kekulo nechlaal the Tanakama the Rav Elezer sover lo amri mixa yom kekulo pasha, that's a machlokas whether you say mixa yom kekulo or not. El lebar poda the omer ein ikr nezirus ala choftes yom amai sosur, why is it sosur altogether, right? Hanitma achar malos yimei nisro, he became tomei after he finished his nezirus, and then in order to bring his karbanos he needs 7 days of tahara, so it should only be sosur 7 days. Omer lecha bar pada ema seifa. Rav Elezer omer no sosel zayin. Echanami. Rav Elezer says like that. Keneged osin yomim shemona bohem shlishi ushviya machmestuma. You need 7 days in order to become tohar from paraduma, to be mazin on the third and seventh day, and then you become tohar. Now you can bring your karbanos. The isok adayit the debainim shloshim nisler kulam. And if you hold, you need 30 days to be a full naziris. It should be sosur everything. It's toch malos. Elalav the ein ikur naziris liberalezer the chavtes yom. Rav Elezer must hold that the ikur naziris is only 29 days. My time of the Rav Elezer the omer sosur zayin. So why is it sosur zayin? So here Rashi has two pshatim. Mishum the tzorich legaleach laachar shehizal of shlishi ushvi machmas tuma kin beforish beikra beyom ashvi galchenu. Right? He has to what's it called? After the tuma, he's also megaleach. Okay. Uvedinu de eno tzorich listra mehem klum shayu avrol of chavtes yom betara. Lamaisa, he had 29 days of nizirus tahara. He finishes nizirus. Okay. Ela mishum de hashdan is galeach alatuma the kimlul rabbon and the ein sheyar misgadol kedei lochu frosho shalzeh betzadikro shalzeh bepachas mizayin yom. So you need another 7 days to let your hair grow to have a giluach of nizirus tahara before you bring your karbonos, because giluach is only on hairs that are you could fold over. If it's less than that, it's not called megaleach yisar. It's not there. Well, the hachi omer belezer it's orish yesoser zayin umone zayin acherim kenegdom. It's soser 7 days, as if no, you only had 23 days, and now you need another 7 days. That's the pshat. Not that you bring your karbonos at the end of the 7 days of tahara. After the 7 days of tahara, you count another 7 days before you can bring your karbonos. V'hachi nami first time in the Rebbe Lezer l'kamon. The ikasha milo mataris bar pada hachi kareisha my time asosuris akol mishum denasik omer shleimim. Why don't you say the same teres over here? Here we're choshesh that maybe he meant shleimim. Hainu time of the lo mataris lahachi. The kesover, the kiva, the nit malacher chavtes yom lo matchinen lemi korban kulei hayat shloshim achrini. Since only a chumad or rabbanon that we're afraid that if he would say shleimim, he would think also it's only 29 days, right? So we're machmir that whenever he didn't say beferish 29 days, we assume that he meant shleimim. That's only a chumra to be machmir and to push his karbanos off another 30 days. We don't do. Dilma asul mi'ever al nizrei vasid de takala. Because we're going to make him have a new Naziris, maybe he'll be over on it. So we're not machmir, right, to push his karbonos over that much. Okay, loshen acher. That's the first pshat. So according to the first pshat, after the 7 days of tahara, he needs another 7 days to let his hair grow, and then have giluach, tahara, and karbonos. Loshen acher, blezer omer ino sosel azai. The boy hazor shlish yushvi, the acherchach yovi karbonos matar. He doesn't have to have 14 days. 7 days for tahara and 7 days to let his hair grow. Just after the 7 days of tahara, then he megalech and he brings his korbanos tahara. Alma kesover deikur nizirus shloshim chaserachas uvedinu deino sosur klal. Real's not sosur anything except he can't bring the korbanos till 7 days go by and he's torn. The high de sosur zayin kedei shiyovi korbanos b'tahara. So it's not really sosur anything. According to the first pshat, you lose 7 days. According to the second pshat, you don't lose anything. Where it says Lola, Ola May Malach the Sov Rebbe Lezer Shloshim Boyne. Rabmasna Omer Lachola Ola May Malach Rebbe Lezer Lo Havi Naziris Pachet Mishloshim Yom. The Hay the Omer in Kain Nistor Lahu Lekulo. If that's the case, it should be Toch Malos. Hay Nu Time Ad Lo Sosel Udik Sov Rebbe Mishayom Shloshim Shover Ola Betara Kulo Dami Ke Kulo Dami. This Rebbe Lezer Rabmasna would learn Rebbe Lezer holds Nixa Sayom Ke Kulo, and therefore, even though you need 30 days. But the 30th day is already considered Mixas Hayom Kekulo, and now right after that Mixas is already the 31st day. Consider like the 31st day. That's why it's not so sure everything. Okay. And the Tanakhama either doesn't hold a Mixas Hayom Kekulo Bichlau, or he holds that Mixas Hayom Kekulo still doesn't make it Acher Malos. Right? It makes it that you finish your Naziris, you can bring the Karbanos. But the Maisa, you're still Toch. Right, so Shmuel, it's like Avelis. Avelis and Mixayom Kekulo, so on the seventh day, you are Dinim of Avelis finish, of Shiva. But Lamaisa, you're still a Ben Shiva. For Kaddish, you're still considered a Ben Shiva. It's still the seventh day. Except Halachas Mixayom Kekulo. But it's not Mamish like the next day, so it's still considered Toch Malos. Those are two ways of learning this.
You can explain simple cases of the morning.
Yes. Right. That first day for sure. The first day, that for sure you say Mitzayim Kekulo. Right. Shaila is on the last day when you say Mitzayim Kekulo. First day, right. Right. You don't have the 24-hour period. Right. The first day, that we learn from a lot of other halachas. That first day, in many things, you start that day already in the middle. Right. By Nida, by what's it called, Zava, whatever. So Shaila is only if you say Mixayom Kekulo on the last day. Avelis, right? I was saying somebody dies. Nobody says that game counts as a whole day.